All right, guys, let's dive in the same way we dive for chilas on snails. We don't need to read the Gemara inside. We did it in Seder, yeah? Sure. But we know the story. So we'll read the first line. Amar Rav Nosson, Ein lecha kol mitzvah kala sheksuv b'Torah. There's no, what's a mitzvah kala?
Light mitzvah.
A light mitzvah? What's a light mitzvah? She'ein matan schar ba'olam hazeh olam haba. You get schar in olam hazeh and olam haba. Eini yodeya kama. I don't know how much. Tzeyu lamad. Sorry, it's olam haba and nekama. I don't know how much in olam haba. Tzeyu lamad b'mitzvah tzitzis. Let's learn from mitzvah tzitzis. What's a mitzvah kala? What do you guys say? Why? What makes something a mitzvah kala?
It's easy.
Easy to do. That could be one answer. What else? Not a bad reward. You don't get courage for not wearing tzitzis. You don't do it. All right, it's a bit of a say if you put on a four-quarter garment and you don't put strings on it, so it's not so bad. But look how great the reward is for tzitzis. Oh, is that an alaba? Yeah, is that?
No, wait a second. That wouldn't be a good question because it's something that we did earlier.
So what happens in the Gemara and the story? You have a guy. Fascinating guy with serious case of cognitive dissonance. He's mamish a zoyer mitzvah tzitzis. Takes it very, very seriously. And at the same time, he's head over heels for zonas. And he traveled half across the world. He finds a woman he had to sail in order to get to her. Like Maisa Adam Echad. He was Zoyer Mitzvah Tzitzis and needed to get to his zona. And her price was Arba Meo Zehuvim, 400 gold coins. And he set up a time, he was ready to go. And he arrives there. And her secretary says, listen, the man whose appointment is today has come. She says, welcome him in. And what was it like inside?
Seven beds.
Right? How many of what?
Six
of kesef, six of silver, achas shel zav, and between each one was a ladder. Remember this, it's important. A ladder between each one.
So it's like a
punk bed? What's the point of the six beds? Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of kashas in this, like any story of a million kashas. Vyashva Gaviona, and she was on the top one. And okay, fine. It's time to roll. He gets up and he goes up the ladders, and as he's up there, they're both ready to begin. Who comes?
It's
Tzitzis. Now keep this in mind. He has a deep relationship with this Tzitzis. Every day they're together. And this time he takes them off. And the Tzitzis said, excuse me, put me back on. What are you doing? Smacks him across the face. A little rebuke. Patch. Is it okay to get a patch sometimes? Yes.
Depends.
Sometimes people halavai to get a patch from your Rebbe, you know? It's an amazing thing. What?
Not in America.
Listen, soon. America's not 100% accurate, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
One day, Arya, you will learn that a patch from your Rebbe...
Wait, in Israel this happens?
I'm not going to say where it happens, I'm just saying. Something very special.
It's a little more special in some places.
So the tzitzis come and smack him in the face, and he immediately gets off the bed, sits on the floor. She comes next to him, also sitting on the floor, says, what's going on? He says, I can't do this. She goes, what's wrong with me? Right? Imagine, she's like number one. And all of a sudden, like he's like, no, I'm not down. Very insulting. So she's like, what's wrong? And this fellow responds, listen, the Hashem gave us one mitzvah. And this mitzvah is called tzitzis. And it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, twice, and that means that I'm going to reward you and I'm going to punish you if you don't do the right thing. And they're going to be made for me, they're going to be my Eidim. By the way, I think the Marsha says, why is it Arba? How many Eidim do you need?
Two.
Two, so why do you need four Eidim? So he says, the two of the tzitzis will be made if I do the right thing, and two are made if I do the wrong thing. So they're watching me. And she says, what's your name? Tell me your address. Who's your Rebbe? What yeshiva do you go to? She's very from. I mean, she clearly knows this woman. She probably had a lot. I mean, Netflix spent a lot of clientele. And she says, like, tell me your stuff. He gives him her business card, and he leaves. What does she do next? What?
I know this doesn't really have to do with Sid's. Why does he write it down and not just save her?
Good question. There's a lot of really good questions. Every line you could ask a lot of good questions. So he leaves. What does she do? She stands up. She divides all of her property. She's getting ready to go. Everything she sells, a third of it goes to the Malchus to let her convert, says Rashi. A third of it goes to poor people because she's apparently a nice lady. And a third she takes with her. But what does she not sell?
The beds.
The beds. Weird. Okay. Interesting. Why is it interesting? Because she's going to convert. She's not keeping her business. Why do you need the beds anymore? Like Kasha. Aha. She gets the Beis Medrash of Reb Chiya. And she says, Rebbe, Mama, already calling her Rebbe. Tziva olav yasuni giyores. Make me a Jew. Oh my Lord. Biti shemei naich nasat be'echemei tamidim. Did you find someone you like? Why is he asking her that question?
He just want to convert her for the wrong reason.
What's the wrong reason? For marriage, right. That's the question. There's a big, big discussion in what the paradigm for conversion is. Is it supposed to be really, really tough, or is it supposed to be easy? It's not Pasha that it's just supposed to be really tough. There's two different Gemaras. But for another day, for another year, perhaps. We'll do Yivamos next summer. All right? So, she takes out the thing. She tells him the whole story, explains Rashi. And he says, okay, fine. Lechi zechi b'mekchich. He says, all yours. Go get your prize. She goes in. And she marries him. And they live happily ever after. They go horseback riding on the beach, and the rest is history. Matzim Omrim. Right, we did the story during Seder. What is their, first of all, shot? Why is the Gemara bringing up this story?
To show that
Tzitzis is
Lo
Sasura, meaning more. Maybe more. English. Tzitzis protects you. How does it do that?
Because when you see it,
by whipping you across the face. That always happen? Not every time.
That's why you have to leave them untouched. So
What did we learn yesterday in Shir? What? Tzitzis mevia. Right. So Re'ia leads to Zechira. Zechira leads to Asiya. So our tzitzis, when we see them, we remember the mitzvos. And that leads to the way we act.
What about Levisha? You feel
it. Are you feeling your tzitzis right now? You are. They're on your skin. Yeah, exactly. Not bad.
Exactly. So that means I don't need to leave them out, because I'll remember it just by feeling it.
Not bad. But is the story only telling us that tzitzis protect you from sinning? There's a lot going on, right? There's a lot of details. The story could have been three lines. It takes up a whole amud. Ma'od yesh. You weren't thinking about this the whole afternoon?
You should wear it.
You should wear it, tzitzis. Good. Tzitzis is machazik. You learned a nice bunch of blot. Here's a good story. Thursday night comes in, let's sing now, some chalons. That's very interesting.
Practically, like, what it means that it will stop you from, like, going after your desires. Like,
it's showing you really, this is you're saying, it really works.
It's not that, you know, you'll just be like, okay, I put on to shkach, and I just don't like girls anymore. Like, that's not, it's showing you that, like, you know, if you're about to do something, and you take them off your tittis, and you see, like, how could I do this with my tittis right here? Like,
interesting, that's not bad. I have a Rebbe review to Turetsky. He was, he always gave the Eitzah. He's like, you should put pictures of Rebbeim on your walls. Because you never know. Like, it's going to be late one night in your dorm room, but, like, you'll see the, like, Moshe Feinstein. Okay, fine. You'll hold that. What? That's why he says to sleep. Oh, yeah. So, you're right. Number one, Re'i mevi'a lidei zechira. Zechira mevi'a lidei asir. And you're actually correct. From here comes many customs. A, like you said, where it says to sleep, minhag of the Arizal, as well as Josh. Good. Whoever thought of it first, I don't know. Meaning the Arizal, where is this to sleep?
After I chose it, so.
Good. Number two, the Arizal also has a minug. and I did this morning actually because I just learned it, to wrap yourself fully in your talus. Not just to have it over, but really have it all around. It's a shmirah. Yeah, not, I didn't like cover everything. I wasn't like a dementor. But like, I was like fully wrapped, like your whole body. Because according to the result, tzitzis, be'atzim is a big inyan of like protection. It's a very protective garb. Spiritual protection. Whatever else is going on in the spiritual realm, like your talus protects you. And thirdly, the Arizal writes as well, Mamish gotta look at your tzitzis all the time. Right? In the Piskei Tshuvas, it lists like 15 things. Like, you look at your tzitzis. Okay, this. But one of them is Shmira. Focus on the tzitzis. You stare at them. You're misboning on your tzitzis. You think about. And that leads you to act. Okay? Good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there's only one level to the story, you wouldn't need me at all. But allow me to present to you something beautiful, I think. You'll judge. You may judge if it's nice. If you pay attention, right, what happens at the end of the story? Not just, like, if it was just about protecting you from the Yetzirah, then the story would have ended when he leaves. Why didn't he need the whole, like, fairy tale, Disney movie, happy ever after?
And the beds. What are the beds?
And what's going on with the beds? And what's all the details? Just tell me, there's a guy, almost in the veil, let's see this, smacked him in the face, Shalom Yisrael. So what's all the, right? What's the rest of the stuff? The toisefts. Spice.
The who?
Spice, like the extra stuff.
No.
Alright, so anyways, you look at the end of the story, and the guy ends up not just defeating the Yetzirah, which by the way, we explained during, I don't know who I was talking with someone about it, and the story is very similar to the story of Yosef HaTzadik.
Talking about
that. We'll talk more about this later, at some point in the future, I mean, not today. But Yosef also had the same exact Nisayon, was going to fail Nisayon, came to Mimazana with Eishes Potiphar, almost does it, holds back, eventually ends up marrying Eishes Potiphar's daughter. Very similar. Very, very similar. There's a lot going on, but not for now. But interesting. You can think about it later today, give me a shot later, okay? Deal. So he ends up getting the girl in the end, right? He also, leaves.
That's also like the Rebbe thing. Because then you see Yaakov in the son himself.
I mean, he saw Yaakov, he saw the tzitzis. So there's also something very close there. But the key is that it was Re'iya, which led to Asiya. The eyes. Why die for the eyes? Okay, you want it? Because the eyes are what lead you to Averus. So it's the seeing. He was so pulled after his Ardlo Susur Achare. You come after your eyes. So he was pulled after her eyes by the girl. What saved him? Seeing something. Looked him in the face. Yosef also, his eyes. He saw Yaakov. Okay, we'll stop there for now. That's not today's mahalach. But you can think about it, work on it yourself. But listen to this. He ends up, right, end of the story. He ends up marrying the girl. And with the beds. Now all the Hidurim that he wanted in the first place, gets him again. Right, what's the messer? The Indian is, here it goes, it's so cool, is that Torah mitzvos, right, the tzitzis represents Torah mitzvos, right? Torah mitzvos is not coming to say don't do this and don't do that. The mitzvos don't limit us. They don't say, you want to do this? Okay, shkayach, like, no. You want to do something fun? Get out of here. No. Torah tells us not what not to do, but how to do things. Not what yes and what no, but how to do what we want to do. So for example, this guy is following the tzitzis, gets smacked in the face, and he's trying to have his nose, right? Is that us or the act itself? No, it's how you do it and who you do it with. Right? If it's your wife, totally great. And it ends up being beheter through Torah. And the tzitzis smacks him in the face. So for example, right? Let's give a couple ones. Relationships. Right? The Torah tells us how we're... It's not that, like, just do what everyone in America is doing and relate, you know, no rules. No, let's have good relationships. Let's have smart ones. Look at the rates of divorce in the United States. Good or bad? Really bad, right? Not that it's that much better than the Jewish community, but it is better. It is better.
Well, the stats get bloated because of the reform
fees. It doesn't mean it's that good. But we have halachos, right? And there's certain halachos, you know halachos, first of all, Shomer Negiah. Right? That's part of it, to make sure you have like a real relationship before it. Not that's only why we have it, but it helps. And then when you get married, you have a zochas nida, which means half the month you can't even touch your wife, which means that it recreates the excitement every single month. That's the Torah putting it in, right? It's how to do it, how to build a relationship better. There's even more examples, right? There's how do you relax? What's the halacha about relaxing? I'll give you a hint. It's 1/7 of your life. Shabbos, right? There's halachos. How do you relax? You're not allowed to create stuff. You can't build. You can't do all the malachos. That's Hashem saying. This is how you relax. Even more, how to do business. We have the entire Choshen Mishpat. It's not saying don't do business. It's not saying don't relax. Here's how you do it. Right? And it's not crazy. It's how to eat. Make a bracha. Slow. With mindfulness. Bracha Corona. What? Hilchos Deos. How to think. The Torah is not limiting, but showing the how. Showing the how. And that's what's going on in this mice. You read, by the way, you read the Mishlei here. Smamish, I'm so happy I found this, because it's like unbelievable. Netzor b'ni mitzvah savich v'al kitosh Torah simech. Koshem alibcha tomin. Take the Torah and tie it onto your heart. Interesting, right? Cute little pun. How perfect. Like, this, it's like exactly the same thing. You took him, the exact same thing as the Gemara. Koshem, tie it to yourself. Tie the Torah to yourself. Push it tzitzis. Undim algar rasecha, tie them around your neck, right? You wear it. Bisalecha tanchelsach, bishachbacha tishmor alecha. When you are shachbacha?
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Interesting, I don't know. He's not really talking about, this is metaphorical tzitzis, but interesting, right? It's gonna tishmor. Hakitozik tizichecha, kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chayim tochos musar. The way of life, like you're saying, is a way of, through musar, of knowing, but it's derech chayim. The Shmorchum Eishas Ra. Tzitzit protects you from. It's not talking about tzitzit, I'm putting it in here. Torah protects you from an evil woman. Eishas Ra, a wife, someone else. Mechalekas Lashem Nachriya, of a non Jewish woman. Al Tachmod Yofya. Don't be seduced. Don't covet a woman in your heart. And don't take her in. Kibar Eishas Zona. Ad Kikar Lechem, Eishas Ish. Nefesh Yakarta. Soon you'll get ensnared. Scroll down a little bit. Are you not going to get burned, says the Shlomo Melech, by coals if you step on them? Are you not going to get damaged if you touch an Eishas Ish? You're going to get hit. Lo yavuzu l'ganav ki yignov, l'mali nafsha ki yirov. Noeif Isha. What's a noeif mean? Noeif, an adulterer. Someone has an inappropriate relationship. Noeif Isha, chasar leiv, is missing. Missing a heart. Mashchis nafsha hu yaseh. He's destroying his own life. Unbelievable. These psukim are a perfect mirror of our Gemara. You tie the Torah to yourself, you don't follow what your eyes are looking at. Okay. Now you'll make it. You're not going to get seduced by a woman. Lo sasuru, what is the shaykhis of the two parts of the last paragraph of Shema? He's Mitzrayim, say this, okay, now don't follow women. Because Torah shows that, yeah, my heart, my eyes sees a beautiful looking woman, I'm going to run after. No. But the Torah's not saying don't ever follow a woman. What's it saying?
Follow her, but
the right way. Here's how you do it. Tie the tzitzis onto your body, onto your soul, and here is how you live. Now, because you asked, check out these cool things that are happening in the story. Check this out. First of all, hey, how do you say non-Jew in Hebrew? What's it called if someone has an inappropriate relationship with a non-Jewish woman?
Nachriya.
Or it's a Boel Aramis, it's called. Right? Aramis, like a non-Jewish woman.
Boel,
which means that via. Yeah. Boel Aramis. Kanoim Pogenbo, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on. Dafebes, Pogan Bo. It's in either Sanhedrin or Kedushin. But Pogan Bo is how you remember it. Pogan Bo.
The Pei is talking about, like, in Kedushin.
In Kedushin. So, but it's by Kedushin. Fine. So, Pogan Bo, Pebes. Good. So, Aramis, Aramios, or non Jewish women, flip around the letters, Ur Isa. Number one, Remes right there. Ur Isa helps you. And it's talking about non-Jewish women in the Pesukim. A. B. How many beds were there?
Seven.
How many ladders were there?
Six.
Six. Yeah, but it's Ramos, 13. Yep. Look at my tzitzis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god, wow.
What is the seven keneged?
The rakia.
The rakiim. Seven rakiim. And why are there six more?
In between the
ladders, between the rakiim. So her bed, which was the tachlis of Tuma, was machlev. It switched to the tachlis of the highest thing possible. Seven and six beds. What was the highest bed?
Gold.
Kisei HaKavod, yes, but Rambam Tzitzis, I don't remember if we saw the Gemara, the white is the top. Milei B'Kedusha. The gold bed represents the top string, which is always white, the highest level of Kedusha. What? I'll give you one more, because you asked. What was the Pasuk? Noeif Isha? Chaser Leiv. If you're an adulterer, you're missing a heart. How many strings do you have if each one is eight?
Each one is eight. Four, right?
Meaning, instead of counting each corner as four, it's eight. How many strings do you have in total? 32. Leiv. Noif Isha, if a man is going to find himself with adultery of the woman, he's chaser Leiv, he's missing?
Tzitzit.
Tzitzis.
Oh, that's from Zucker right there. Oh my gosh.
That's good.
That's a great one.
Noif Isha, chaser Lamed Beis.
Where does
8
come from?
You have, I mean, 4 and 4 on your corners. Noif Isha Chaser Leiv. Tzitzis is the Shmira for everything. It's the Shmira of our bodies, the Shmira of our lives, how to live a Torah. It's not saying put you in a box and don't get out, but this is how you do it. And I'm telling you, remember we discussed on Shabbos, the mouse and the cat, right? Anyone was awake at that point? One of the greatest things you could tell somebody is, yeah, I'm a teenager, so I just want to do whatever the heck I want. No. Wait, and here's how you do it a better way. Trust me, it is a better way to do it. This is what we're saying. The Torah's got a better way. What? You go to a zona, and he leaves, and now what does he have? He's $400 less, had a good time, and now he's going home. But now, look what he's got. He's got a wife. He's got the same seven beds. Mamish, it's the exact same thing, just even better. The relationship is deeper. And I'll tell you one more cool thing about this. And this is, first of all, take a deep breath. Okay. Pause for a second. Interesting. Now there's a lot.
Throwing out these crazy facts. It's nuts. I can't hold that.
I didn't make them up. I'm saying they're here. They're right there. They're on the page. But listen to this. Ezra was once telling me how she loves the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov has we can't just learn an amazing idea, because by the way it is incredible that Torah is supposed to show us how to live, and the tzitzis represents that. So we're always wearing, how do I live? I live like a Jew. This is my uniform. That's good. That's what we just learned. An amazing, and that's a big idea. That's one of the biggest ideas we learned this summer. That tzitzis shows me there's Elie Weinstein, and then there's the world all around me, and between me and the world is my tzitzis. Because I live the world like a Jew. I don't take them off. Metaphorically speaking, I wear them when I play basketball also. Right? You don't go on the court and all of a sudden, now I'm not Jewish anymore. No, you play like a Jew. So even if you're not wearing them, actually, you got to wear them. You got to play ball. Everything you do, like a Jew. Between me and the world is my tzitzis, is the Torah. Everything's through the lens of the Torah. That's nice. But Aderech Avoda also. The Baal Shem Tov has a very interesting three-part formula when it comes to growth, and this is very important for all of us. Three steps are Hachna'a, or Hakara, which means recognizing, Havdala, which means separation, and Hamtaka, which means sweetening. Three steps. Hakara, we'll say, Havdala, and Hamtaka, which means when there's something in your life which you have an unhealthy relationship with, whether it is food, whether it is television, whether it is your cell phone, or whether it is girls, there needs to be a moment of hakara, of recognizing something is unhealthy here. The guy in the story was with the zona, smacked in the face, woke up, something's wrong. Hakara, you recognize something's wrong. Sits on the floor. What's the next thing he does? Havdalah, he leaves. you recognize something's wrong. I've got a very bad relationship with food. I'm eating a crazy amount every meal. I'm weighing 300 pounds. I gotta run away.
Literally.
Mamish, gotta go running anyways. We gotta run away. I've got a crazy relationship with my cell phone. I'm not using it. My screen time is 6 hours a day. I gotta put it away. Let me spend a week separate from my phone. I'll get a dumb phone for a week. Havdalah. However long Havdalah takes, that's up to you. That's until you're ready. When you're then able to say, okay, now I can use this. Now I can reinvent my relationship with X. I can re-understand how I'm supposed to use a cell phone. I can re-understand how I'm supposed to eat. I can re-understand how I'm supposed to speak to a woman. Then you can come back. And that can take a year, that can take 2 years. But you shouldn't come back till you're ready. And then you return to that relationship. And you sweeten it. And now it's something that works with Avodas Hashem. Hakara, Havdalah, and then Hamtaka. And that's what he did. He recognized what was going on. He ran away. And then eventually it was Mamtik, it came back, and it was done the right way. And remember this, whenever we're trying to grow in anything, Hakara is the hardest part, by far. And how is he zocher to be havakara? The schus of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which he was so makbin on, it reminded him, smacked him in the face. Bro, wake up. You have to... The hakara part has got to come from Hashem. You can't always just realize. If you're in it, you're in it. But hakara, recognizing what we're doing, havdalah separating, and then hamtaka is then sweetening at the end. This fellow in the story, as now you're realizing, is our path in life as well. Right? Any issue, we're going to do something through a Torah. Through a Torah. And that's what the Havdalah section does. Separates. Now let's bring this back to Torah. Torah is the sweetest thing in the world. It's Tavash. It's Tavash and honey. And that's how we're mamtik the whole world. Nothing in the world is only bad. Everything can be sweetened. Everything can be done right. And that's what the story is telling us. And the guy's whipped in the face by a tzitzis. Because tzitzis connected kol mitzvahs kulon. So now, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at our tzitzis, right, every single day this summer, we've learned something else when we look at our tzitzis. Right, we've learned, okay, I got a beged, knafas, now I understand why there's 8 strings, now I understand why there's blue, now I understand why there's 7, you know, I have 13 over here, why is my beged not linen? Okay, am I supposed to wear them in or out? Like, every single day we've learned something different. And we've learned also what the blue is supposed to represent. The blue is supposed to represent the Shemayim, and the white represents what's clear, and the blue is the infinite and the mystical, whatever. And now it's all the mitzvot and the 5 knots is the Torah, and it equals 613 gematria. And now you remember one more thing, is that your tzitzis is the glasses with which you live the world. I am where I am, and there's a world that is entirely around me. And my tzitzis is how I get into that world. I am playing this game like a yid. That's the way I do things. And that way is the Torah mitzvahs. And if you remember this, shape the rest of your life. No matter where you are, you're wearing a tzitzis. I'm doing this like a Jew. It's our uniform. You may release your seatbelts.
Can I ask a question just about this?
Let me just end this.